Parenting Moments once again on Shine FM with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Last week, Kimberly, we kicked off for the month of May, I guess, Dan Siegel and David Rock's concept of the healthy mind platter.
That's right. And today I'm going to take us through three out of the seven steps to keeping this platter healthy.
Okay.
But before I get going, Mother's Day just happened, and I have my number one fan listening today, which is my mom. And I just want to say that I have been blessed beyond measure by God, by the mother that he chose for me. So
awesome.
Happy belated Mother's Day.
Well, a happy belated Mother's Day to you too, Kimberly. So
oh, yeah, thanks.
Hope you had a good one.
It was excellent. Thank you, Mike.
Awesome.
So first, we're going to do time in. So this is the time you might already be spending engaged in formal contemplation practices like prayer, your devotions, or meditation. But it can also be physical-based activities like deep breathing exercises or inward reflection, where you're slowing down to notice what you're thinking, feeling, and what's happening in your body. The next one is connecting time. So this is time that you put into intentionally spending time with people. Even if you can't be in their immediate physical presence, this is relational time that involves communicating not only with other people, but perhaps connecting time with God as you hang out in nature.
Nice.
So finding time to connect with people and creation can help with the sense of isolation that many of us are still experiencing these days.
Indeed.
And then our final one that we are looking at today that is to be on our healthy mind platter each day is focus time. This is time spent focusing on something external with discipline. So it could be reading a book, it could be doing your schoolwork, it could be doing your work. But it's like, for this half hour, I'm not going to be distracted by anything else. I'm just going to do this. And research suggests that when we focus our attention like this, we release a number of substances, including brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or what's commonly referred to as BDNF, which actually enhances the growth of our brain. So when we have a singular focus of attention, we learn more, we remember more, and we enjoy the experience more.
Okay, very nice. All great topics, but I really like the focus time. Yes, put away the phone, get away from social media, and just focus on time. I like it.
Yes.
Indeed. Okay, well, we'll continue. We've got four more topics for a healthy mind platter in the next few weeks here. But right now, EckertCenter.com if you want to book an appointment. And Kimberly, what's new and happening with Eckert Center?
Yeah, so I want to highlight Carlin Wachlicek this month. She is a fellow alumni of Trinity Western University, and she is a child, teen, and adult therapist. And she has a particular unique skill set. So not only has she studied parent attachment for families, but particularly with adopted families, she's also worked extensively in areas of trauma recovery and is trained in accelerated resolution therapy. But this therapy is also very effective for depression, grief, phobias, and anxiety, and she's a play therapist. So she really has an incredible skill set, and we're very pleased to have her on our team.
Very nice. Just one of many great people on your team there.
Yeah.
Very nice. EckertCenter.com. You can check out the website, book an appointment. You can also call 403-230-2959. But you might want to call me, 276-8888. A chance at a free consultation going to...
caller number 5 today.
Caller 5 right now, 403-276-8888. Great information to share with the Shine family. Once again, Kimberly, thank you. And we'll continue again next Wednesday.
I look forward to it, Mike.